There are people today who are rich just because of what? Their business became the access point to become somebody. When the devil looks at you, he knows that your business is your access. So if the devil is fighting you, he knows where to go and close. He goes to your financial gate and he sees what you have as a portal at your gate. He sees business. He says, no, I'm going to stop it. This is why we have got a lot of people with businesses which when others did them, they prospered. But when you, particularly you, when you did it, nothing happened. Why? Because your gate, you're not watching over it. There is something you must watch, which tonight we'll talk about it. Job. A job can be your gate on your financial gate or your economic gate. A job. There are people today who are suffering because they are not employed. Your employment can become your gate to end your suffering. This is why the enemy will stop people from getting jobs, because jobs are economical gates. Jobs are financial gates. Promotion. Promotion is one of the economical gates. Once promotion has been released, elevation upon a person, right? Elevation upon a person. What happens to the person? The person changes. And the enemy does not want that to happen because it is part of the financial what? Gets. Because your financial gate can what? Be closed. We read the scripture in Isaiah 60 verse 11, which says, and your gates shall open continually, so that men will bring wealth from far, and the kings will bring wealth. Now, if scripture says your gates shall open for wealth to come, it also means that it is possible for these gates to be what? Closed. So we have got people right now whose opportunities are closed. Jobs closed. Promotions closed. Businesses closed. Why? Because these in the spirit, they are your gates. Your entry point to prosperity. And I told you again, regions. There are also regions. A region can become your what? Your entry point to prosperity. These regions could be both geographical or they could be entities. So sometimes a region can just change your whole entire life. Let's say this. God tells Abraham, leave your father and your mother to a place I'll show you. There I'll bless you. So there are places when you go, you'll be blessed. This is why the enemy will close those gates. As I'm talking to you right now, there are people who travel to other countries. But to get documents in that country, the enemy says, I will stop it. Because it means officially you'll be in this region. So that region becomes a gate. We have got people right now that want to enter in a region. It could be politics, it could be ministry, it could be whatsoever region that could be an entity you want to penetrate. The enemy says, you will not come here. Why? Because the enemy knows that region could become your entry point. So when we are dealing with financial gates, we look at what things in my life can make me rich, can bless me. And what is happening with those things around me? Because those are your gates. So we begin to monitor. Number one, who is controlling my gates? So to answer that question, we're going to start that today. To understand, we're going to understand first the demonic spirits. The demonic spirits, so we're going to look at these two. The demonic spirits that normally penetrates these gates to inflict you with the suffering. And we're also going to look at God's spirit that also stand at this gate. So we're going to start with this. Are you here? So we're going to look at these spirits, okay? Now, the first thing we're going to look at is the spirit of failure. This spirit, don't take it lightly. The spirit of failure. Let me say this to you. And I'm going to show you the spirit of failure. You'll find out, I'm going to take it from school, and I'm also going to take it from out of the school into the markets. I promise you, I have seen people who the enemy made them fail. They are very intelligent. By now, they could be far, but the enemy made them fail some subjects at school. And because of that, they were forced to pursue courses which were aligning with the subjects they passed. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Now, because of that, you moved on. That's wrong. There is something you didn't handle. Now, after moving on, you find yourself opening this business, it fails. Trying this, it fails. But you cannot recall that this thing has been happening from a long time ago. It is a spirit which we need to watch at the financial gates. Before you start your business, handle that spirit. If that spirit has been, I'm not talking about everybody. If that spirit has been working around you, before you start your business, you stand at your economical gate or your financial gate and say, I handle the spirit of failure. I confront you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out while putting your hand on your documents or your business plans or your proposal. Because if you do not handle these things, they will follow you. You will see that business will fail. This is why you see marriages through failing. Check that couple. Ask them. At school, I understand you passed. Yeah, I passed. What about the wife? You find either one of them had issues or there's a spirit of failure that has followed them from a long time ago. Some even went to university, but it's in fact what they want to do is not what they wanted to do. So the spirit of failure follows you. If it follows you, you need to handle that spirit on economic gate, because it's not what you are seeing as a failing in business, as struggling in finances. No. You are dealing with something you never handled. And this thing could have penetrated through the bloodline what? Get. So the spirit of failure will be there following you like this. As I'm talking to you right now, it's trying to work to make sure that whatever you are trying to do right now, it fails. It will make a relationship fail. It will make marriages fail. You must handle this spirit of failure. Am I talking to you? That I'm speaking to you, are you able to relate? Okay. Now, let's look at the second spirit. My God. These things, people are poor today because of this. They look so simple, but handle them. Handle them. We also look versus God's spirit. So what happens on this gate? My friend, if your gate is open and the spirit that is having access to enter to your business or to you or to your job is a failure, you are in danger. When we are saying deliverance, you know, all you think is, Papa, I need deliverance. But now you'll be knowing what you need deliverance from. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
Now you know. To say now, as he's talking there, I now know the problem now. I now know What has been disturbing me? Say the spirit of debts. Oh, ho, 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 ho. God gave us a promise. He said, this spirit will not attack you because it exists. He said, you shall not borrow. Do you understand? He says, because God will intervene upon you, you will not borrow. Meaning to say that this is a thing that can come and it can also disappear. On financial debts, you can be attacked by the spirit of debts. And that what happens is, it's not like you wanted the debts, but when you enter into it, you have a problem to come out. Borrowing is not a problem. You can get money from the bank anywhere else. But then the problem now, what happens is, once you get that debt, the enemy uses that as an opportunity and expound it, that you should remain a captive and a slave. The spirit of debt is also known as the spirit of slavery. Say, I'm not a slave. You begin now to work so much hard, and they begin to tell you, say, you know what? We're going to repossess your house. They are repossessing your house after you have paid 90% of the loan. You lose the 90% you paid, you also lose what? The house. Somebody say, I'm breaking free. Say louder, say, I'm breaking free.
I'm breaking free.
I break loose.
Break loose.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are going to handle this spirit. I'm telling you, every day. That's why when I pray, most of the time, when I say, let's pray for debt cancellation, we have got a lot of testimonies. My papa, after you prayed, this happened, a miracle happened. I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt. You need to be out. There is something standing at your economic gate. Your financial debt, there's something there. The spirit of slavery. The spirit of slavery, what it does, it attacks people and put them in situations that should not come out. That's why these spirits in the Bible, when they meet prophets, they were confronted. Am I talking to you? Peter was a businessman. He said what? I tried to catch fish the whole night, but I have what? Failed. The spirit of what? Failure. Jesus said, now cast the net again. What happened? He caught the fish. Where was the fish before? Imagine you're struggling, what you can actually do it after this prayer. Where was the business before? It was there. But what was making him not to catch the fish? There was a spirit. Imagine a woman, she was in debt, that her husband died in debt. And the and where he got along, they came to pick the kids as collateral. And the woman went to a prophet. A prophet confronted the debt. The prophet said, go back home, get the oil, begin to pour in vessels. And what happened? When she was pouring, a miracle happened. She entered into what? Business of selling oil. And she became a millionaire. And the scripture says, Elisha told her, go and pay off all your what? These spirits are confronted. Can I confront them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, we are still here on the gates. Don't worry. Don't worry. Failure was confronted in the Bible. Debts confronted in the Bible. Are we here or we are still trying to figure out? Say, every spirit on my financial gate, I confront you now.
I confront you now.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out!
Come out!
Say, spirit of lack. These spirits are there in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And they're all confronted. They were all confronted by prophets. It's a spirit of lack. So that spirit, people will just be lacking, or you'll be lacking. Either lack of a job, lack of capital, everything just lack of. Good ideas, but no capital. Good proposal. Good, you submit tenders, but lack of business. The spirit of lack will manifest in that way, where you'll be lacking. Okay, if you think I'm joking, you can get a job, but you actually be lacking still. So the spirit of lack. These are spirits Jesus confronted. They said, two times Jesus Christ, if not three times, Jesus Christ met this spirit and confronted it. The first time it was at the wedding, where they were lacking wine. He confronted it, there was abundance. Oh, am I talking to somebody right? Yes. Can I confront your own?
Yes.
So I will not lack.
I will not lack.
The second time this spirit was confronted was when Jesus was told by his own disciples that the ministry must be canceled. They basically went to him and said, Master, let's send the people back home. We must cancel the crusade because we lack food. Jesus said, No. We don't tolerate the spirit of lack here where I am involved. Where Christ is concerned, there should never be lack. There must be abundance. Jesus confronted that lack and there was abundance. I decree and declare,
yes,
every lack in your life,
yes,
is being confronted at your financial gates.
I
stand at your financial gates.
Yes.
Every spirit of lack,
yes,
is being confronted right now.
I
cast out lack.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
These can penetrate and you find you're lacking. You have good idea. You want to do something else. As I'm speaking to you right now, your good idea is buried in your shelves. It's just a document in your house. And what happened, not because you didn't have an idea, you have it. But what happened, the enemy just used the spirit of what? Lack. You are lacking capital until today. What about those people who have got capital? How do they get it? The same way they get it, if you use the same channels, you still don't get it. Because the spirit of lack. And if you check, this piece I'm talking about here, they are being confronted with, look at those things. They are being confronted with the scripture. All of us, they are being confronted with the scriptures that they are not part of us. We shouldn't be under such. Your economic gets are attacked by these elements. Lack, and you must go on your economic get and decide, stand at this economic get. And I control. Lack does not enter here. I'm a watcher. Say, I'm a gatekeeper. I watch what comes in here. Say, no more failure.
No more failure.
I close access, to lack.
To lack.
I close access, to the spirit of debt. I close access. So the spirit of poverty.
The spirit of poverty.
Hear me. Poverty is a spirit. Poverty is a spirit. It will manifest in poor decision making. It can manifest through reckless spending. It can manifest through closed doors. All doors just get closed. It manifests differently, but it's a spirit. Poverty is a spirit. I once told you this, okay? For you to know it's a spirit, I once told you this when I was teaching you about 17 types of poverty. Amongst the types of poverty, I told you, there is what they call geographical poverty. When you are driving from town, you'll be finding that you're driving and you are leaving the nice buildings, cars. You are going to a location where you start seeing that even the road is changing. Am I talking to you? The same way where I stay, where my house is, it's completely different. You get it? It's different. When you are driving out to other places, you start seeing that even the road is changing. And then start seeing even the houses changes. Now, imagine there are 2 million people staying in that place. And you begin to ask yourself a question. So you mean all these people, millions of people, no one has got an upstairs house? Nobody. There's a spirit of poverty. It attacked that area. And the people who do well are those who, when they leave that location and they go to another location, they start doing well. They are the ones maybe even sending money for their parents, for what. But when they were there, they were struggling. Because poverty is a spirit. It can attack a geographical area. It can attack a particular family or an individual. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody. We stand right now by faith at the financial gate, at the entry point. Whatsoever spirit is working through failure, debt, poverty, in the name of Jesus, just raise your hands. Every spirit working through failure, poverty, debt, lack, we rebuke you now. We rebuke you in Jesus' name.